The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not quitting smoking. I know how to quit smoking. I can quit smoking, but I won't do it because I'm going to gain weight. And if I am going to gain weight, that is deadlier with diabetes and breast cancer and all sorts of other things that come with weight, deadlier than the smoking, so I'm not going to do it, so there. Well, no, there's a study out there that says, nope, the smoking is more deadly than the extra weight, so there. Scientists have found that if a person does become heavier after quitting smoking, the extra life or the extra weight will not decrease their life expectancy. Japanese researchers found people who quit smoking did not face an increased risk of dying if they gained weight afterwards. People who gained more than 2 kilograms after quitting smoking still had, well, so what's 2 kilograms? Double it roughly, kind of, so about 4 pounds, 4 pounds, 6 ounces after quitting smoking, okay? So you gained 4 pounds, even though a lot of you guys gained 10, 20. Use it as an excuse, but you're not really supposed to gain more than 10, to be honest. But people who gained 4 pounds, all right, had a 26% lower risk of death compared to the smokers that were still of their same weight. They say quitters had a significantly lower risk of death compared to smokers regardless of their weight, according to Dr. Hisako Tsuji of the Health Promotion Department in Moriguchi City, Japan. So, even though smokers may be a little bit thinner than non-smokers, that should not be any excuse. Now, nicotine speeds up the metabolism, they say, and it burns calories at a faster rate. But I don't know if that's long-term, okay? You can eventually, one of the reasons that people gain weight is it's not so much the power the nicotine had, but it was the lack of having that nicotine mentally or psychologically as an excuse. Now, it does suppress the appetite. It affects cells in the hypothalamus. Now, the hypothalamus is the part of the brain responsible for hunger. They see the average person puts on about 25 pounds a year after quitting. When a person quits smoking, their appetite and sense of taste sometimes improves. So, according to Mail Online, that's another thing. Now you like the smell of food, you're going to eat more. You know when you're eating, you're like, well, this one doesn't taste that good, so I don't have to eat much more. You know, that's, by the way, that is another way they could really nip the bud when it comes on weight gain. And if you want to come up with a medication, right, give us something that doesn't really make food taste good, and then you don't want to eat. Your hunger will go down fast. Food also acts as a substitute for cigarettes. So rather than you kind of getting edgy, going, okay, I need to reach for a cigarette, you reach for some food, okay? Plus, it keeps your hands busy, right? And they even agree with me. They said, so a lot of smokers admit they continue smoking just because it helps prevent them from, you know, gaining weight. Or people may be overweight, but they don't want to quit smoking because then they're going to gain even more weight. So researchers looked at the deaths of 1,300 Japanese adults who quit and the deaths of 3,800 Japanese smokers. Participants in the groups were 65% men, average age 54. They looked at their follow-up, etc. They split them into groups, those who did not gain weight after smoking, those who gained no more than about 4 pounds, and those who gained more than 4 pounds. Compared to smokers' deaths, quitters gained no weight that had a 34% lower risk of dying. If they gained a little bit weight, they still had a lower risk of death, 26%. So I would say get off the smokes. If you could get off the smokes, there's always stuff for weight loss. You guys see that out there? I mean, oh my gosh. There's so many different things out there you could do to lose weight. A lot of us are exhausted by that, and it's very easy to smoke. I mean, you know, it's true. A lot of people out there, they'll go to the cigarette, and I am going to admit this, and I've admitted this before, but I don't think anybody really listened to what I was trying to say, but when I was gaining weight and I didn't know how, and I was like, what the hell is going on? I seriously considered taking up smoking to keep the weight down. Now, by seriously considered, it was a 2-second thought process, and I said, oh, hell no. But the fact that that thought came into my mind, it meant I was desperate. Why? Because my patients that smoke are slim. Now, a lot of my patients that smoke have cancer, so they're, you know, slim because of that, and God forbid, we don't want that. But it comes across our minds. And so I would strongly, and I mean very, very strongly suggest, get off the smokes. We could always work on losing the weight. Weight Watchers, Medifast, Nutrisystem, Longevity, Lab Band, Gastric Sleeve, Personal Trainer. There's all that stuff. And none of those things should cause cancer. But smoking can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mickey Mouse. Is Mickey Mouse still on the ballot? Well, apparently, they say yes. They say Mickey Mouse was featured on 273 ballots at an Orange County vote. All right? Apparently, some people really don't want anybody to be running for office, but they will still choose Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse still won over Darth Vader. Some people also wrote in Jesus Christ. Some people voted for Megatron, Optimus Prime. There were 7 votes in that election for Darth Vader, Kermit the Frog, Yo Mama. Yo Mama won some votes. She should run for office. Wile E. Coyote, Kanye West. Somebody put a Hitler that I don't like. And somebody even voted for pizza. Now, this has been going on for, you know, I don't want to say centuries because Mickey Mouse has only been around for, what, 70 years, 80 years? I don't know. But it shows you people really don't like our politicians, and they will want Oscar the Grouch in office if they can. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We will talk about sexual fantasies. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, so the average person has 44 sexual fantasies. That's it? In total, 95% of us fantasize about sex on a daily basis. But just a small percentage confess them, and a very, very small percentage act them out. According to a, I believe she is, trying to think what her specialty is. Her name is Tracy Cox. She's a sex expert, okay? According to her, most fantasies should be kept secret. All right? This is a study of over 1,500 adults for a report in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Found 44 of the list of 55 fantasies presented to them enticing. It turns out we are fantasizing about a variety of things. What are we fantasizing about? Lord have mercy. Here we go. We're fantasizing about bondage, S&M, group sex, anal sex, oral sex, sex in unusual places, and sex with other people that are partners. All right? And I guess these fantasies are kind of important for people to have a quote-unquote sexual drive. Now, of course, most of us don't tell people what we think because we think we'll get divorced. You can't be sitting there fantasizing about Thor. Tell your mate about that, and he's supposed to be like, okay, that's all right. Now, honestly, I don't. I'm really not Thor. I don't understand why Thor is a superhero, to be honest. What, he's got a hammer, really? All right, but you see, so what happens when you guys are having sexual issues? And one person has one set of ideas, and they don't think the other one is willing. One of you had written me a while back, I think it was a couple years ago, that you want to try other things, toys, whatever, and she doesn't. Okay, well, just because something turns you on doesn't necessarily mean it's going to turn her on. Now, I haven't done authentic sex therapy with patients, but I do a lot of sexual counseling with my patients because these issues come up a lot. And so usually what I suggest, okay, is if two partners are not on the same wavelength, all right, speed, okay, or on the same page, shall we say, same page on what they want sexually, okay, you could do a couple things. Of course, the easy thing is to get a sex therapist, okay, because they could talk, find out what the fantasies are, find out where each person would go to. Maybe there's some overlap. That overlap could be something that you guys do together. You see what I mean? Okay, but think in mind, just because you're thinking about it mentally in your head doesn't mean it's an act you want to do. Okay, in my dreams or my fantasies, I'm hot. I mean, I'm skinny. I'm very limber. Okay, that is not me in real life. That's not. So, so you also want to be realistic. Now, another thing that a lot of times we suggest in the sexual arena is for a couple to watch some soft porn. Okay. And to spurn ideas. The reason why I say soft is because I realize there's some things out there where you guys get electrocuted or you violate kitchen equipment, which really isn't sanitary. And I really don't want any more ER cases that are already out there, all right, from issues that happen during sex, okay? But sometimes you could see something and go, well, you know what? That is something I have always wanted to try. Okay, if it's something you want to try, fine. All right, would you want to try that? Would you want to try that? Now, you have to be very, very careful broaching the subject, okay? If you're the man and you are with a lady and you are trying to suggest spicing things up in the bedroom, she may feel inadequate. She may feel like you are unhappy, okay? And, you know, keep in mind, the average husband isn't even getting sex on a regular basis. So you're already lucky to begin with. But I agree that there's a lot of experimentation out there. There's a lot of things people could do that's fun. Okay? You know, there's a lot of things people could do that's fun. So, I don't know. All right? No, none of the Return of the Jedi thing is old. To me, really, being, in a doggy collar, okay, right? Half naked? No, that's not sexy for me. Maybe sexy for you guys with a big job of the hut in the room, but not sexy for me. Sorry. So when you broach the subject, you know, okay, let's say you guys are having a great sex life, everything is going good, whatever. You know, one way to approach it, okay, is one, you want to let her know that you're already happy, or your partner's, okay, so you want to let them know you're very, very happy. Extremely happy with what you guys are doing. It's exciting, okay? But then you could say, I want to do everything with you, okay? I mean, I want to explore more, okay? You know, I think there's more to you than I know of, and I love you so much, and I'm so into you so much that I would like to explore and do other things. What things have you always wanted to do? Okay, you know, and now they make a way. Why is this coming up? You could just say, oh, it was on the Dr. Dolly show. Oh, okay. That, use that as a good cover. Okay? But she's like, well, why? What do you want to do? Well, nothing. I love what we do. But I don't know. I heard of X, Y, and Z, and that kind of sounds fun. And I'd love to try that with you if you want to try it. No, I don't want to do that. Okay, no big deal. Look, I had so much fun with you. It was great. Okay, then when you guys are in bed, you guys are whatever, you're in the mood, okay? You know, you can bring up another subject, but make it light, okay? I don't want you going from bedroom to being, I don't know, outside on the balcony and freezing cold, okay? You know, hanging off a balcony in a bungee cord. I want you guys, you know, you have to transition it. And once you guys do something that seems to be cool and fun and enjoyable, then maybe you go on to something else. So it's got to be very, very transitional, very, very mild. And the other thing, too, is even if you did do something new, okay, if she liked it and she enjoyed it, stick with that new thing before you start jumping to something else. If she didn't like it, okay, then don't go there again, and then you could try something different. You see what I mean? But that's why we have sex therapists. That's why it's it's a topic that really, really has to be discussed, and nobody does. Now, there was a study looking at sexual fantasies and what sexual fantasies may not be so weird, because some people think that they're embarrassed. They're not going to go to a sex therapist. They're not going to talk to you because they're really, really embarrassed about their fantasy. Well, what are the 10 most common fantasies for women? Okay, in a romantic location. On a beach, maybe. No, not your mother's place. You know, a beach or during a sunset. I don't know. All right. Sex in an unusual place. Apparently, 81.7% of women, they say, fantasize about that. Taking part in oral sex. Performing it. I guess something that includes a self-session, but the partner is doing that. Then doing that for the partner. Sex with someone you know other than your spouse. That was a big one. Feeling like you're dominated. Sex in a public place. And sex with more than 3 people, both men and women. They say this is a very, very common sexual fantasy. Not me. I don't want anybody else in the room. See ya? No. What are the 10 least common fantasies for women? So, if you are going to bring up something to your lady, and you don't want her turning you down, you may not want to bring these things up. Okay? Swinging with a couple you know. Not good. All right? If Bob and Betty come over to the house once a week to play cards and you bring that up, she will be completely freaked out. Okay? Don't be doing that. If, don't ask her to get naked or partially naked in a public space. Okay? Even if she was thinking about sex in a public place, you can't ask her to start undressing in a public place. That's not going to work, okay? Never ask her to have sex with a prostitute or a stripper, okay? Another least common fantasy, let me see. Don't ask for her to have sex with another woman. Sex with someone who was drunk, asleep, or unconscious. Cross-dressing. Don't ask her to cross-dress. Urinating. That is not a fantasy of hers to urinate on her or vice versa. Do not ask her to have sex with an animal. That is a big no-no. Big no-no. And don't ask her to have sex with a child. Those are the least common fantasies. That has been reported by MTV.com. Yes, thank you, MTV. That was very enlightening. Whew. I don't know, man. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, when we come back, all right, why are women on birth control more likely to find you attractive even if you're ugly? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. They say the birth control pill distorts a woman's view of a potential mate. They had studied this about a year ago, and another newly released study has reinforced that. And they found that women using birth control were more likely to find physically undesirably men attractive while on birth control, potentially leading to a rude awakening down the line when the hormones wear off and the ladies realize they're not attracted at all to their husbands. Scary stuff. So you're on the pill, you like them, and then you get off the pill and you don't like them anymore. The study released Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences followed 48 couples for years of marriage, for 4 years of marriage, and another 70 couples for 1 year. Researchers found that women who met their husbands-to-be while taking hormonal contraceptives experienced a marked decrease in marital satisfaction upon quitting the drugs, but only if their husband had not above average physical appearance. Now, who keeps their physical appearance long term? You know what I mean? I mean, who? Anyway, they say those women who married classically attractive masculine looking men reported increased satisfaction after quitting birth control. So, according to Michelle Russell, a graduate student in psychology at Florida State University, says given that women prioritize attractiveness differently when they are on versus off, I thought that going on or off the pills should affect how happy they are with their partner. The psychologist pointed to a previous study showing that women who experience natural fertility cycles are attracted to the traditionally masculine-looking men while ovulating. Possibly because these men are perceived unconsciously by women to have stronger genes than their weaker, more effeminate counterparts. They say the progesterone and estrogen and birth control affect women's fertility and prevent ovulation. So if contraceptive users have their instincts dulled by the drugs because they don't need to mate, it may cloud their ability to discriminate between physically attractive and unattractive mates. Okay, No. They got this all wrong. I told you guys what happens years ago. I talked about this on the show. Okay, women a lot of times have a happy week, okay? In puberty, a lot of us women realize that we get a happy week. And this happy week is like, whoa. Now, the older you get, you really don't notice your happy week much anymore. But your happy week is when your estrogen is pretty high. And when your estrogen is pretty high, because you have to ovulate, you are more amorous. And when somebody is more in the mood, looks are not as important, okay? Right? When you're more whatever, right? Okay? You know, it explains why I was hit on all the time. Guys were horny back then. Now, people are like, no, I want something that looks good, okay? So guys go through the same thing. So the more horny you are, the more or the less discriminate you're going to be, okay? Now you have a woman on birth control. All right. Now, the woman on birth control is somebody who is currently not looking for a mate, okay, in terms of pregnancy, a baby. She does not want to get pregnant. She wants to have fun with that particular person. Yeah, maybe she wants to marry him, but currently, during that month or 2 months or years that she's on the birth control, she is not wanting to mate and get pregnant. So the person she is having fun with or dating is not father-worthy yet. If they're not father-worthy yet, they're not going to be looking for characteristics of father-worthy-some. Now, you know how girls are always, you know, guilty of trying to be with the wrong guy, okay? No, we are very, very attracted to bad boys. We are. Okay, that just happens. We're attracted to bad boys. Right? It's not, and when we're attracted to somebody, we then have to talk ourselves into, will he be a good father? Will he stay with me? Will he stick with me? Will he dump me? Will he dump my kid? Will he hit my kid? Will he whatever? So once we start to get beyond that whole attractiveness part, and now we start to look at, okay, let's now look at details. Can he provide support? Can he keep a job? What kind of a job does he have? What are the in-laws like? You start looking at the whole picture, then you're like, uh-oh, okay? Now it's time to go off the pill. Now you're starting to make that decision. Now, the other thing, too, that happens is, let's say that birth control pill was maintaining you at a certain level of hormones. Depends on where your hormones were to begin with. If your hormones were raging, you go on the birth control pill and it dulls it down. All right, well, then you go off the pill, you're going to be raging again, maybe wanting to have sex. But if your hormones were all messed up, and the birth control leveled you. You go off the birth control, and now here you are jumping around back and forth. All right, you are going to be moody. You are going to be very, you are going to be moody. You're going to be uneasy. You're going to then probably not be as tolerating. And when you're not as tolerating, all right, the cute look and the wink in the eye doesn't help. Okay? I mean, how many times have we watched a movie where the good-looking guy, I just started watching Mad Men. So you got Donald Draper, handsome guy, cheats all over the place. It doesn't matter how good-looking he is. That's not a good father. He's ready to leave the country at a moment's notice with one of his women. All right? That's not somebody, no matter how good-looking they are, that's going to be a good mate. So I do not want you guys to be freaked out that if your lady is on birth control, she's going to like you, but not until she goes off of. That's not, I wouldn't worry about that. Now, there was another research study back in 2008 that said hormonal contraceptives dulled a woman's olfactory senses, leading them to also choose genetically unsuitable mates because they were unable to detect the warning signs given off by pheromones. As a result, such women have an increased risk of miscarriage and difficulty conceiving. So did you ladies know that you got to smell your man? Right? Stand by your man. The reason why there's that song, Stand By Your Man, is because you're supposed to sniff him. Craig Roberts, a lecturer in evolutionary psychology and one of the researchers in the British olfactory study, had said that choosing a spouse while under the influence of hormonal contraceptives could have long-term impact. And unfortunately, it could lead to a breakdown of relationships. Now, how much credit should we be really giving these birth control pills? See, for me, I really was never a fan of the birth control pill because I just didn't like the way I felt on it. I was different. I didn't like how I was different. I got moodier. Hormones can very, very effectively change your demeanor, and you will make decisions. I almost divorced my husband being on one of those birth control pills. I was so livid at him. Because the baby was crying, and I asked him to help me out with the baby because I had to go see a patient, and we had the baby at the office. And instead, he sat there playing video games while the baby was sitting there crying. So I walked in there, and I screamed at him for playing video games. I got mad at him, and I almost, you know, whatever. So even though I still think I had good right to yell at him, before I was on the pill, I was like, come on, honey, really? Come on, really? You can't just take 5 minutes away, please. Instead, I just ripped him a new one. And I think I insulted his mother as well. I don't remember. I was just telling him about everything. And something he did 5 years past. So that's what happens, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 90% of children over 6 years old are going to have cell phones. And they say the number of people that have cell phones are going to exceed 6.1 billion. Isn't the world population already 6.1? That's kind of crazy. Anyway, why are six-year-olds on cell phones? Because that's now their little Game Boy. That's now their little handheld video game. These kids are watching Frozen and the Lego Movie and the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or whatever the heck, and Transformers. And we are going to have our kids, even younger than that, even three-year-olds are walking around with iPads. Start saving money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, as we're slowly getting close to Black Friday, we're going to be talking about some of the tricks that a lot of stores do to get you to spend money. Now, I always like to give you guys money-saving tips because there's a lot of ways, unfortunately, many of you guys spend too much. And I already told you guys last year, start shopping pre-Black Friday, okay? Or at least start researching the cost of things. Because if after Black Friday, things are more expensive and you could have bought them October, November, then you know what's going, you know, then you know you just got screwed. I have seen it a number of times where things are more expensive after Black Friday. And so whatever you could do, whatever you think you're really, really going to want, and you're not going to want to stand in line for, you may be surprised. It may be cheaper pre. Now, of course, these stores have sales, and these stores always have sales because they need to draw you in. And a lot of you guys know the price of things. Like, for example, one of the big things out there is the Xbox One Assassin's Creed limited edition, whatever. That sucker is usually $499. There's been tons of specials going on for $449. All right? So what some of us are doing is we're going to buy it now before you can't buy it anywhere. Okay? Save the receipt. Okay? And then see what the cost is after. But if it's over $449, you guys know, all right, you got to buy your stuff before Black Friday. But again, I don't want to mislead anybody. But what are some of the tricks that some of these stores do to make you spend more money? Well, the one thing I notice, like when I go into Walmart or Costco or whatever, are the carts just seem to get bigger and bigger. The grocery carts are big. So if you buy a little package of gum and you look at the big empty cart, you feel like you could spend more. Well, that's not, you know, that shouldn't be the case, but psychologically that plays on you. So big carts, you know, what I suggest people to do is to grab the basket. If you're only going to go in for some gum or go in for something, all right, or just do a little bit of window shopping, just go and get one of those baskets, okay, and then put everything in the basket. This way you're not with the cart going, oh, I could shove this in here, and I could shove this in here. The other thing, too, is a lot of the shelves will put their most expensive products on the shelf that can most easily fall into your cart. Okay, except, of course, the glassware. You don't want nothing falling. So you see what I mean? So the things, the cheaper stuff, are going to be harder to reach. So for convenience, you're going to be more prone to grabbing what's there. Okay, and that's right easily there. So the more expensive bath tissue, the more expensive water, the most expensive whatever, cereal, usually at that level because it's easier to grab. So your grab level, you need to be concerned about, okay? Another thing they do is, I guess, they use mirrors. This is interesting. This is from CanadianLiving.com. They say mirrors and lights are tools in a clothing store to also get you to buy. If you walk by a full-length mirror, you'll see how crappy you look, and you're like, wait a second, okay, maybe I need to go and put something else on, or maybe I need to get a new outfit, etc. And so near clothing stores are going to be full-length mirrors. The other thing, too, is a lot of times you will not buy an outfit if there's no mirror. So there's going to be tons of mirrors around the place, so you don't use that as a dissuading factor. Another trick a lot of times they use are the mannequins are not eyeless, but they're mannequins with eyes that look like they're looking right at you. You know, you're in a store and you immediately look because you think someone's staring at you and it's the mannequin. When a mannequin is looking at you, all right, and they're wearing something, etc., it engages you and it grabs your attention. So anything around the mannequin could be something that you may want to buy. So these are like little tricks. Another thing a lot of times they do is the music. There'll be music that, of course, will appeal to the demographic because here, if there's a song that you like, okay, you're going to stay and listen to the rest of the song. You're not going to walk out on a good song. So they're going to make sure there's music that you like. Sometimes they use music that's nostalgic. So like, for example, if they think they are appealing to some of us that were dating in the 80s, all right, then maybe there'll be some of the cool songs of the 80s that you're listening to again, so you stay, so you kind of get more energetic, revitalized like when I was young. You see what I mean? They say, according to one study, the right kind of music can make a person buy up to more than 29% more than they planned. That's why also a lot of department stores have the Christmas music going on. You know, you're going in there for some cereal or whatever, right, because they have a food section, and then you hear the Christmas music, and you're like, oh, I got to buy Christmas gifts, all right, the Pavlovian response, all right? Of course, sales, all right? Whenever you have big sales signs, it gets people excited, but a lot of these sales signs are in red. Red is a very, very domineering, excitable color. So sales are red. And, you know, another thing that I noticed some stores do are clearance stickers. Okay? The clearance will be in a red sign, and there'll be these bright red stickers on things. You can barely see the font, and you're like, really, is that good a price? But they show an old price, like $27. You see a line through it, and a new price that says $9.50. And you're like, oh my gosh, I could buy this pet rock for $9.50. It's on sale. And you're like, wait a second, but who spent $27 on it? Now, I think some stores, I think there was like a lawsuit a while back where stores were not able to fake out customers by pretending there were sales. Remember there was something where, I don't know if it was JCPenney or there was one department store where the sale price was false because that was the actual price and the original price was ridiculous. You know, you'll go into a department store and it'll say $999 for that dress on sale for $250. So you're like, wow, I'm getting a $1,000 dress. Well, you weren't getting a $1,000 dress. That's false advertising. You see what I mean? So companies aren't supposed to be able to do that, but unfortunately, people do. You know, what we're going to do throughout this holiday season is give you guys little tips and tricks. Many of you guys are waiting for Cyber Monday. Don't wait for Cyber Monday. If you want to buy something online, go ahead and do it. There's already coupon codes out there. Remember, whenever you're about to buy something online, what you want to do is you want to find, let's say you go to Google and then you hit the thing shopping. My husband taught me that last year. I had no idea you could do that. So I want to buy something. I type it in. Then you click shopping and it gives you a list of different prices out there and what it's being sold for. Now keep in mind, those can be manipulated because the people that win being on the top of the quote unquote shopping lit, you know, whatever, those people may have, you know, something in with Google. I don't know. I don't know how that works, how you get your name on the list of 10. But anyway, while you're doing that, what I always like to do is I go, okay, so I see there's this store, this store, this store. Which store has free shipping coupons? Which store has 20% off coupons? So then you go and you go to, I just type in the name of the store, and then I type in the name and the coupon. And, you know, I find it that way. So those are very helpful. Of course, the coupons may expire before Black Friday. So those are just things that you need to kind of, you know, look at and be watchful for. I think there was something on Starbucks. I'm not sure if it was an app or something where you spend $5 for a gift card or, I don't know, and then you get $5 back. Those things are brilliant because it makes you buy at the store. Another thing that's brilliant is Walmart has one of these things where you scan your receipt. And you scan the receipt, and if they find anything cheaper elsewhere, you get money back. Now, are they really, really looking at all these other places and really, really finding it cheaper and giving you the money back? Well, you know, sometimes you get a few bucks back. But that's nice to have a low price guarantee because no one's going to come back and drop off, you know, and try to get exchange. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blanketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blanketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.